in America, we've had this post-war consensus that you talk about, which has sort of culminated in what you see as potentially a fourth revolution. Speak a little bit to that.
Yes. I mean, I develop in this book a theory of American history and politics, in which I argue that the United States, under the same Constitution, has gone through three quite separate regimes of political economy, interrupted by significant crises in which we reformulate the system. The first was what I call the Jeffersonian era from 1900 or from 1800 to 1860. That was an agricultural regime. It was anti-capitalist. It was expansionist. It was opposed to the national bank and very much opposed to government debt. And the Democratic Party throughout that period dominated American politics. Of course, its basis was in the South. And it was based, therefore, to some degree, upon slavery and the huge investment made in slaves and cotton. Cotton, in the early part of the 19th century, was the commodity that drove the international economy. Textile mills in Great Britain and in the American North ran on American cotton. Cotton represented 60% of American exports. Huge percentage. It was the dominant export in the country. So that was an integrated political regime dominated by the Democratic Party based in the South and on cotton production. And, of course, we know how it came apart. It came apart over the issue of slavery in the territories. It was replaced after the Civil War by the Republican Party, which was an industrial party based in the North, based on the idea of tariffs and the gold standard and control over the national market. And the achievement of the Republicans in that era was to industrialize the country and urbanize the country. And we know how that came apart. It came apart in the Great Depression. And that was replaced by a period of crisis in the 30s and 40s, which led to our kind of welfare, entitlement, national security state that developed in the post-war era. So we've had three of these regimes. Each has lasted 60 or 70 years. Each was driven forward by one of the political parties. In a certain sense, I argue, we've had not a two-party system, but a one-and-a-half-party system. The dominant regime party puts a new regime in place, and the opposition party has little choice but to say, me too, but with some reservations. And that's what more or less happened to the Whig Party before the Civil War, the Democratic Party after the Civil War, and the Republican Party after World War II. So my thought is that due to the accumulation of debt and slowing economic growth and the enormous promises our governments have made to seniors and pensioners and students and all sorts of groups, we're not going to be able to pay these promises. And this will come to a head in the next decade or so. And America is going to have to identify a coalition that can restore growth, that can begin to pay off all these promises.